streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is The Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It is a Monday, and we are live in Los Angeles, and it is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Top of next hour, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong. J-Mac, I know you were out and about with America. I was grounded here in Los Angeles watching playoff games the whole weekend. Lakers, Denver. Stop me if you've seen this result before. 9 straight.
Season on the line tonight for LeBron. But yes, I survived Nash Vegas. It's not Nashville, it's Nash Vegas.
Yeah.
Awesome city.
It's great city.
You need to get there soon.
I've been to Nashville more than once. Great city.
I would suggest leaving the wife at home.
Well, no, she likes Vegas too.
Oh, she doesn't.
And Nashville. So the thing about greatness, like the Denver Nuggets, is they create clarity. How do you compare to greatness? They really illustrate a team's flaws. And when the Lakers face Denver, you really see their flaws that can be hidden against average teams to slightly better than average. D'Angelo Russell, can't trust him in big playoff spots. Austin Reeves, he's a nice four, not a great one. Lakers bench, Darvin Ham, meh. AD and LeBron were great. 13 total assists. 59 total points. 56% from the floor. LeBron and AD were fantastic. It's a great 1-2 punch. But Denver has the world's best player in Jokic. And maybe the best duo in the league with Jamal Murray, who's one of the rare players who's significantly better in the playoffs than in the regular season. Aaron Gordon, a top athlete defender. Michael Porter, 17-7. KCP, always lethal in the postseason, and an experienced championship-winning coach. Twice in Game 1, Denver just shifted gears for like 90 seconds to 2.5 minutes, blew the Lakers' doors off. And again, LeBron and AD were great, but the Lakers have lost 9 straight to Denver, and they've led by 10 or more in half of those games. But the difference is the Nuggets give you consistent excellence with an occasional spurt. The Lakers are hot and cold. There's a nuanced analytic stat called organized offense percentage by quarter. It's boring, but what it illustrates is Denver is literally the same team the entire game. And the Lakers were very good early and very bad late. As LeBron, as his age gets older and gets tired, he often gets very sloppy, and that initiates these big Denver 2-minute runs, and it's game over. So Denver's very much a marathon runner. They run the first mile at the same speed as the last mile, and they know it's Steve Prefontaine. They can endure more than you can over the course of a couple hours. And you're just watching an excellent team. And I said before the series, it's not that the Lakers are going to lose, because they are. But what if they get swept again or lose in five games, which they will? What are the repercussions? LeBron has options. Golden State is interested. Will Darvin Ham get run out? D'Lo's gone. Are they tired of just Austin Reeves, AD, and nobody else on the bench you can really trust? There are repercussions for great players when they lose. Maybe not for KD, who's a bit of a wanderer, but there have been historically for LeBron, who is not. He's just mobile, but when he gets his feet in the ground in a place he wants to live, he's going to make changes. So this series and these games, nine straight times I've watched all these games, they're all the same. D'Lo doesn't deliver. It feels like they're slightly outcoached. They have moments of excellence, but it's the continued, consistent success that Denver provides, and it creates clarity. That's the great thing about championship teams. You look at the Chiefs. You start looking at great teams across the board. Michigan this year, they point out your flaws, what you need to work on. And boy, does Denver do that to the Lakers, and here's LeBron after.
You don't have much room for error versus Denver team, especially at their, on their home floor. They're just a team that's been through everything. Obviously, they're the defending champion. So, you know, you got to execute. You got to make shots. You got to defend. And then you can't give them extra possessions.
No, you can't. All right, it's draft week. It is draft week, and Caleb Williams is going to go number one to the Chicago Bears. And I'm reading The Athletic this morning. And there's a quarterback coach in the NFL who played in the league. And he talked about Caleb Williams. He said, listen, his arm, there's a lot of wild stuff here. This kid's spectacular talent. This is generational stuff. But he also added context, said this NFL quarterback coach, who again played in the league. And I think he made great points about Caleb Williams. And I'm going to show them to you. The first one he said is, the Bears head coach safe. You have a first-year coordinator. It's not like he's going to a place that's stable. It's not like the Jordan Love takeover in Green Bay. The coach continued. Not going to be like that in Chicago. Defensive head coach, hot seat, new OC. There was quarterback stuff for the last number one guy with Justin Fields. Half the team wanted him to stay, half didn't. Those things are huge factors for a young quarterback coming in at the start of his career. And he continued. Look at Brock Purdy. Goes into a situation, all the boxes are checked. Solid organization, good defense, play caller, developer of talent. Knew exactly what he was looking for. Those things are critical. If Purdy goes to the Panthers, we don't know who he is right now. I do not disagree with any of those points. But I'd like to add that something else is true. If you're destined to be a star in this league, you will be. Trevor Lawrence entered a complete clown show. Year two in the AFC, he won a playoff game. Justin Herbert's had two coaches, both whiffs. He's gotten to the playoffs in a division with Mahomes. Joe Burrow entered with a young head coach, losing record, frugal owner, nor indoor practice facility, none in Cincinnati, a northern climate. Horrible offensive line. At the time, didn't have a dominant weapon. Running for his life. And his career, he's two plays from winning a Super Bowl. Yes, yes, where you land is really critical. But the great ones find a way to do it. The Colts were a mess. Colts were a mess before Peyton Manning. He won four MVPs there and got to two Super Bowls. If Caleb Williams, and I believe he is generationally great. You'll see it. The Bears GM and owners will see it. And if Matt Eberflus isn't the guy, he'll be gone. I suspect he will be after year one. Herbert got the bag. I mean, Josh Allen, think about this, has yet to have a great O-line, has a defensive coach, he's on his third coordinator, has never had a true number two receiver, finally got an elite running back. In the last 5 years, they've been top four in offense. You'll figure out how to get it done. In every business, talent overcomes. Talent wins. Talent separates. Yes, for 90% of these players, it's where you land. It's who coaches you. J.J. McCarthy is not talented enough, nor is Bo Nix. Michael Penix, and I like all three to some degree. They're not talented enough to go to a clown show and deal with a coaching carousel. Herbert is. And in my opinion, Caleb Williams is. If you're destined to be a star in the entertainment business, singing, music, athletics, you will be. Jordan hit on his third coach. Jordan eventually got Scottie Pippen. Eventually, as Jordan fought with his owner and his GM and the first couple of coaches and teammates, eventually it worked. It always does. All right, J-Mac. So I sat around Saturday and Sunday, and after a little morning workouts, watched a ton of playoff basketball, and I've come to the conclusion it is put up or shut up time for Joel Embiid. There's no way with Jalen Brunson not having a great day and no second star on that team that Joel Embiid should lose that game with a second star.
Yeah. Would be interesting if they lost game two and then you started hearing rumblings about Joel Embiid. I'm done in Philly. Get me to New York to play with Jalen Brunson. We know the Embiid New York stuff's been out there for a minute, huh? That would be very Kevin Durant of him. I'm out. I just lost to you guys. I'll go play with New York. That, by the way, the environment at the Garden
was
electric.
You know what? I was telling my friend Jason Timpf on my podcast last night. I said, you know, NBA players don't need any individual market to succeed. You can get rich anywhere. Shoe deals, Instagram, salary. But right now, many of the best teams or about to be best teams, OKC, Minnesota, Denver Nuggets, Orlando, there's a lot of brands that aren't very big national brands. And if the Lakers get ousted, Steph's out, LeBron's out, the New York Knicks become very valuable as a brand for the league. I watched that game, and the Knicks, just because of the Garden and those fans and the celebrities, it felt like a Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
The intense, I'm sorry, Cleveland and Orlando and Indianapolis and OKC don't jump out of my TV like Madison Square Garden does. I mean, they're going showing star, big loud guys pumping. And there's something about the lights in New York where they light the crowd. Maybe that's too, you can see the celebrities. That thing felt like a Game 7 of a conference finals.
The only environment, home teams, by the way, 8-0. I think that was the first time in like over 10 years that that's happened in the first round, game one. Minnesota environment with Anthony Edwards going off. I thought that was the second best to the Garden. It was just like, this is big-time basketball.
Yeah, it's fun.
Really fun stuff.
Home teams rolled.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We do it every day at this time, every Monday at this time. Colin Wright where Colin was wrong, and here we go.
Where Colin was right?
Doesn't matter how well LeBron and AD play. They're not beating Denver. They've lost nine straight because Denver's starting five is too good and too deep and too consistent. The Nuggets beat the Lakers the same way every time they play. There'll be spurts. One, two, or three, and Denver jet fuels it for a 10-0 run. And in the end of the game, Jokic is just better. Plus, LeBron runs out of gas at this point in his career, and when he does, he gets sloppy. Jokic does not run out of gas. Denver's a better team, and when I suggested they may want to duck the Nuggets because of the repercussions if they get swept again, that was on display.
Where Colin was wrong.
It's not that the Suns lost. They were 3-0 against the T-Wolves in the regular season. They weren't even competitive. It looked like they were poorly constructed. I mean, Booker no-showed. What happened to Beal? The T-Wolves, top to bottom, more physical. Defensive lapses. KD gave you points, not much else. I said I'll take Phoenix in this series, but, I mean, after watching that game, I don't know if the Suns are constructed. It also illustrates the difference between the regular season and the postseason, because that was a 2-hour and 30-minute mismatch.
Where Colin was right?
Dame time delivered. When the Bucks made that move, I said I love Drew Holiday, but it's the right move to make. Because he is a Steph Curry-level scorer from the perimeter, and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday can't give you that. I just wish the Bucks would let Dame set the tempo more than they allow him to set the tempo. 35 points by a little guy and a half is remarkable. And this is what he created. I've said before, take out Steph Curry. You've got one shot to win a game in the NBA. I would choose Dame. I think he's that good. I think he's a first ballot guy. If Steph Curry did not exist, he would be the great small scorer, arguably, in the last 10 years.
Where Colin was wrong.
Anthony Edwards, best player on the floor, took over things for the T-Wolves. I said Friday, I worry that he's going to become Dominique Wilkins. Dynamic, spectacular, but historically overshadowed with all the great players around him and no titles. But boy, he was something. Lot of energy. We know he's dynamic. We know he's hyper-athletic. But verbal, firing the crowd up, talking trash to KD, he looked pretty good. He may have been the best player playing basketball this weekend.
Where Colin was right?
Three excellent, steady ESPN reporters reported on Bill Belichick. What we said is that we didn't think he was going to get a head coaching job because his inability to work well with others. And we find out that that was Atlanta's primary concern, that Robert Kraft, although not burying him, did talk to Arthur Blank and say, we didn't really trust him. He was about Bill and doing what Bill wanted. He was not, we discover, a top three candidate for the Atlanta Falcons job. And again, no matter how great you are, you can rule with an iron fist when you're winning, but when you're losing, you look outdated and difficult. And fair or not, that's how Bill Belichick is perceived today by owners and general managers.
Where Colin was wrong.
I never loved the James Harden move to the Clippers, but he does lubricate that offense. And one of the reasons I was skeptical is this franchise needs to win in the playoffs, and he is really disappointing at times in the playoffs. But he had 20 points in the first half, and Dallas had no answer. He was the best player on the floor. He was 4-for-6 from three. And, that move to get James Harden felt like it paid off yesterday. He was magnificent.
Where Colin was right?
In my five bold NBA predictions last week, I had the Lakers in and the Warriors out in the play-in games. The Warriors are too Steph reliant. I think Pods and Kuminga are excellent young players, but they're not ready to help you in April and May, and the Warriors season ends after a brief play-in experiment.
Where Colin was wrong.
What's up with the Dodgers? Now, we knew their bullpen wasn't their strength, but they're 3-7 in their last 10. They've lost series to the Nats, the Padres, and the Mets. Home runs, no longer leading baseball. Runs scored, no longer leading baseball. It is a top-heavy lineup. Dave Roberts is a nice guy. Is he the guy to lead a star filled roster. That's up for debate. But the Dodgers, for the last 2 weeks, have been a major disappointment.
Where Colin was right.
Caitlin Clark sold more Indiana Fever jerseys in one day than the Dallas Cowboys sold last year for the entire team. This is what I've said. It's no criticism of women's college basketball. It will come back down to earth. She is a Tiger Woods or an MJ. For whatever reasons, she galvanized the country. Every game after she played would lose 40 to 60% of the ratings. Women's college basketball is much better than it was years ago, and it's a quality sport that's getting better. But these numbers, these merchandise sales, I do believe she will finally make the WNBA a profitable league, which to this point, it hasn't been. Nothing against women's basketball, and it was nothing against golf. But when a Tiger Woods rolls in or a Caitlin Clark, they change everything.
Where Colin was right.
Said a year ago, Clippers need to move off Kawhi Leonard. He's a great player, but they didn't play him against Dallas, and it was one of the Clippers' great playoff performances ever. I don't think he's foundational. He's nonverbal. He's not a leader. You don't quite know what you're going to get him or when you're going to get him. Again, I'm not doubting he could add him as some icing to a really good cake. He can't be the cake. And he's out. Paul George, Westbrook, James Harden, Zubac look just fine, hammering a very good Dallas team. Where Colin's right, where Colin's wrong, plenty of both on a Monday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, he's covered the NFL for over two decades. Sirius XM host, NFL Network reporter, insider. His name is Tom Pelissero. We have the pleasure of bringing him on a handful of times a year. So this is a very exciting time for you. Draft is in Detroit. It's been such a hit by the league, moving it around city to city to city, especially these northern tier cities, cold weather that feel forgotten in the winter, and you bring in the draft, and it's unbelievable. So that'll be great for Michigan's economy and Detroit and all that stuff. So we said there are certain drafts. This will be the highest rated draft for a couple reasons. A lot of quarterbacks. The league's never been more popular, and a couple of star quarterbacks like Caleb Williams. So there's some real star power, and also New York's drafting high, the Boston market, Chicago. It's going to be a home run. Do you foresee all your sources? We hear today there's a report New England's taking calls, which I don't think is a terrible idea. Do you think this is a big mover shaker draft, or we're all hyped up and it'll be teams staying in their slots?
Well, I'd start by saying I don't think that New England listening to calls is a new development. They've been listening for a couple of months now. But when you're sitting at three and you don't have clarity about what's going to happen on number two, there's every reason to think that the Patriots, barring the type of offer that they can't refuse, are going to wait and take this all the way until they're on the clock. You got Caleb Williams, who is, I would say, barring some type of act of God, locked in with the Bears at number one. There certainly are a lot of signs pointing toward Jaden Daniels going to Washington at number two, though not 100%. We still got 72 hours or so before this draft here. If those two fall like that, New England will be in a spot where they can stand at number three, take Drake May, or maybe J.J. McCarthy, or see whether or not the Giants, the Vikings, or some wild card team is willing to up their offer, which to this point, the Patriots haven't gotten that type of offer, is my understanding. There absolutely have been conversations. Those have been going on for weeks. But your best leverage might not come until you're on the clock on Thursday night if you're New England. Elliot Wolf is the new scouting director there. He's been with the Patriots organization a couple of years, the son of Ron Wolf. He's been in the league a long time. He knows how to do trades. You got Gerard Mayo as a new head coach. The Crafts, of course, are going to be involved in that decision as well. You got to weigh this out. You don't anticipate drafting number three overall again for a very long time if things go well here. So you better be very sure you're getting the right guy, or else getting the type of offer that makes a lot of sense and still have that opportunity to get somebody else to supplement that position.
We started talking about this, Tom. It just kind of popped into our head. So look at how many of the best quarterbacks in the NFL were kind of unfinished in college. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Jordan Love. Most of these kids go to a big powerhouse school, not a lot of heavy lifting, J.J. McCarthy. Or, you know, they come out pretty clean. You know what they are, you know what they're not. But Allen was raw. Mahomes was raw. Jordan Love had a bad last year. And I look at this draft and I think, oh, that's Drake May. The traits are off the charts. I mean, Mahomes' arm. I mean, Lamar Jackson's twitchiness. Josh Allen's size. But you have to sort of buy into with Drake May. We can clean him up. Offensive coaches like Kevin O'Connell, I think he loves that challenge. But I look at Drake May and I think, are we overlooking him and beating him up because he's just not a finished product in a draft that keeps rewarding us with unfinished products?
Well, there's also a line of those unfinished products that haven't worked out. I mean, Trey Lance, to this point in his career, obviously he's not even on the 49ers anymore. Zach Wilson, that I think people thought was a little bit closer but still had work to do, obviously, to this point. That hasn't worked out. I mean, everything's a gamble in the draft. And that's part of the challenge of this is, you know, what's really unique about this draft, and I had a bunch of scouts make this point to me when I was doing my annual quarterback rankings for NFL.com, is that there's six, maybe even seven guys. If you throw in Spencer Rattler, some people have him a little bit closer to that top group. Some have him above Michael Penix. But there's six or seven guys who you look at who could be starters in the NFL, and they're all different. They're all good dudes in terms of you think you can work with them. There's not a guy that you're worried about. Like, you can make a case for a lot of different guys being able to be starters in the NFL. Jaden Daniels versus Drake May, I've heard that on both sides. I think that it's leaned a little bit more if you're taking a cross-section of all the teams. There's a few more people who would vote for Jaden Daniels as the number two quarterback, but Drake certainly has some big fans as well. With Daniels, you know, he's, outside of Caleb Williams, the most talented passer in the draft, had a lot of productivity the last couple of years, obviously, at LSU, but he's a smaller guy more narrowly framed. He has put on weight, but there's concern about just the hellacious hits that he takes, whether that play style is going to hold up at the next level. With Drake, you're right. He's, you know, 6'3 and change. He's 220, big guy. He's got a pretty big arm. The concerns on him, one, he's not really naturally accurate. A lot of coaches bring that up, that you see him miss a lot of throws. And so, to your point, you're going to have some cleanup to do. Well, if you're doing that cleanup and you're coming from that North Carolina offense that is so dumbed down and simplistic, this is a guy that you want to sit for a while. I had a head coach tell me, somebody who's got a really good track record with quarterbacks, Drake May is Jordan Love, where the tools are there, but you got to sit him for 2-3 years, ideally. We all know that's not the reality in the NFL. Almost right. All these first-round picks go out there unless you're in that type of a development situation in Green Bay. And if you're Washington and you want to make the case for taking Drake May over Jaden Daniels, you better have everybody on board, which in Washington is a lot of people, from Josh Harris to Bob Myers to Magic Johnson, obviously Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. You better have a plan in place, because what you don't want to do is force a guy out there before he's ready, because we've seen so many instances through the years where that really is harmful to a guy's long-term development.
So Dak went fourth round, Russell Wilson third, Brock Purdy last guy taken, Kirk Cousins fourth, Brady the GOAT, Joe Montana third. We know this. A majority of quarterbacks go first round that are great. But increasingly, all these kids in the last decade have 10,000 throws by the time they're 14. It's a cottage industry quarterback coaching. So there's a kid at Tulane, Michael Pratt. And, you know, I saw him play, he was against USC a couple years ago, clearly talented. We're not talking third, fourth, fifth. I mean, a lot of people have him like mid-second. What do we know about this kid? Because we have a history here in the last decade. Somebody's going to pop that's not in the first round.
I'm glad you brought up that name, Colin, because we actually have, I did a short documentary on Michael Pratt. It's going to air tomorrow night on NFL 360 on NFL Network, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Pratt has overcome unbelievable hardship in his personal life, personal tragedy. His best friend in high school, a guy named Bryce Gowdy, who was a top recruit, was going to Georgia Tech on a scholarship. And right before they were about to both leave and early enroll at their schools, Bryce Gowdy committed suicide. Last year, you know, and Pratt has honored Gowdy with a tattoo. He wears his number. He's been, that's been a big part of his driving force. Last year, during the summer, Pratt also lost his brother, who had been his biggest fan. If you ever saw a big guy after some of those big games lifting Pratt up into the front row, that was his brother. He also passed away. And when you talk to people about Michael Pratt, it's not even so much the player. You're right. I mean, he's done something. I mean, he elevated that Tulane program, but it's about this guy, the way that he brings people together. You know, is he a starter? Is he a solid starter in the league? That's ambitious for some of the scouts and coaches, but certainly this is a guy who's going to be in the NFL for the next decade plus. As a person, he's unbelievable. And you're right, this could be the next guy after that initial wave of six or seven players. One of the fascinating things about this draft is, and this is a function of NIL, once you get past those six or seven, if you include Rattler and then Pratt, there's really nobody else that I could sit here and tell you are going to get drafted. Joe Milton probably does, just because he's got a howitzer and can throw the ball the length of the field. Yeah. Somebody's going to take on that project in the late rounds, but you might only have nine or so guys get drafted at all. So if you want one, we got more teams that have a quarterback need than there are guys who are going to go in the first round. That has a tendency to push players up. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Rattler in the second round, and I wouldn't be surprised if Michael Pratt also comes off the board by the end of day two.
Yeah, Pratt, I'm more Pratt, I think. Rattler was a little inconsistent for me, but again, I saw him play at Oklahoma, and so I saw him in big games, and where Rattler, South Carolina and Oklahoma, isn't that where he played, South Carolina and Oklahoma? Yeah. So I saw him in big games against really good teams, and that worried me, whereas Tulane, I think the stuff's all fascinating. I think all these guys are interesting, and I think a lot of it's where they land. Caleb's going – oh, go ahead. What were you going to say, Tom?
You want a little breaking news?
What happened? Yeah, please.
Jets have just traded Zach Wilson to the Broncos. They are going to send a 2024 sixth-round pick for Wilson and a 2024 seventh-rounder. Teams are going to divide up his bonus. So, Denver, 3 days out from the NFL draft, has a new quarterback. It is Zach Wilson headed to the Broncos, Tom.
I thought Arizona. He comes west to Denver, which is by Utah, where he's from, closer to family. So basically, offensive coach Sean Payton, offensive coaches tend to think this, I can save somebody. Isn't that, you get a lot of that with offensive coaches. I mean, even Mike McCarthy, I can save Trey Lance. What does that feel like to you? Does that feel like they don't need a quarterback?
This is a really interesting one, too, because remember, Zach Wilson played at BYU. He's from out there. He obviously didn't work out for him in New York. So you get him back home. You get him for virtually nothing in terms of a late-round pick swap. The Jets are paying, I don't know the exact numbers, but they're paying a significant amount of his training camp roster bonus, too. So this is a low-risk flyer on a guy who a few years ago, I mean, I had many coaches make the case to me that Zach Wilson's tape was better than Trevor Lawrence's. Zach Wilson could have been the number one pick in that draft. Again, a lot of things have taken place since then, and it has not necessarily gone Zach Wilson's way. We have seen flashes of Zach Wilson. Yeah. Like the first six games last year with the Jets, I think they're 3-3. He played pretty good, not perfect, not superstar level, but he played well enough. And then it went completely sideways on him again. With Sean Payton, what he's going to lock in on here with Zach Wilson is getting Zach to do exactly what he tells him to do.
Right.
Play in the system. Play to your strengths. We're going to put playmakers around you. Just basically break him down to the most simplistic level, because Zach Wilson can make all the amazing plays. It's like Robert Saleh said at one point, he's got to make the layups consistently.
Yeah.
When your mechanics are constantly, yeah, everything's off balance, everything's off one foot, fading away, you lose some of those easy plays. If anybody can get the most out of Zach Wilson, it's going to be Sean Payton. I can tell you this, Colin, that tweet's been sitting in my drafts for like a month, so glad I had that ready to go when I got the text live on your show. Glad that was off the table. A quarterback draft week trade is done, broken live here on The Herd. How about that?
Look at that. As I sit behind my gigantic organ, ready to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as everybody knows.
Well, I think every time that I'm watching you, I just want to hear, like, how about some Christmas carols?
Da, 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 da.
You got a lot of options.
Tom, it's great seeing you as always. He airs, Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt airs tomorrow, 8 Eastern, NFL Network. This is considered like the second round quarterback who, I don't know why, I'll just throw this name out here. This makes no sense. J Mac, you'll know this. When I looked at Pratt play, you know what I thought? Ken O'Brien. I'm just telling you, that's what I saw. First time I saw him play, I thought, I have gray hair, I'm old, I play in Oregon. Of course, I'd think Ken O'Brien, but that's just the point. When I saw him, that's what I thought.
I'm giving you a complex now, and I'm actually really proud of it.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.